Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Today's episode is all about unlocking the power of your mind. Having a growth mindset is one of the most crucial decisions you can make in your life. Mental toughness can allow you to respond instead of react, to be in control instead of out of control, and give you the endurance you need to follow your dreams.
So 2009, I was unemployed. I had had all these career changes and I got into the media business. I was originally going to be hosting a show for Fox where we were making over small businesses. By the time I get to LA, they've changed the format. It's now called Someone's Gotta Go. And I'm going to be firing people on national television from real jobs.
Wow.
Horrible.
Oh my God.
Plus, we haven't told the offices that this is what we're doing.
Oh my gosh.
So you show up in Act One and you've got everybody all like this because they're going to think they're going to get new IKEA furniture and a paint job. And this is going to be the best thing in the world for their small business. Now, meanwhile, I'm a fourth generation small business owner. So that's like my people. Grew up at a kitchen table with farmers, and you know, my mom had a retail store and my other grandparents were bakers. And so when it comes to like the heart and soul and what's so important when you launch your own business and how personal it is, I mean, this was like gut-wrenching. So I show up, the first act, you kick out the owner of the company, who then freaks out, then all the employees freak out. Act number two, we announce that somebody's getting fired, and then wow. that's the bad news. The good news is that I'm not picking. We're going to have you vote somebody out. So it's Survivor in an office place.
Oh, my goodness.
So when I learn all this, I have a panic attack and I call the guy that got me the gig and say, you got to get me out of this. Like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And he said, I'm sorry, but they've already cast the entire show and you're out there for 5 weeks and you don't have a choice. They're going to sue you. And I said, then fine, get me some Xanax because I don't think I can get through this thing. Like, this is awful. Luckily, we taped two episodes and legal tabled it. But here was the problem. I was attached to the show and I only got paid if the show was shooting. And being an entrepreneur, I also kind of put all my energy into this, shut down the coaching thing. And I was in a contract for a year while they figured out what to do. I just felt like I had made a huge mistake and I felt really embarrassed. And I didn't know at the age of 41 what I should be doing with my life. And while it's neat that I had jumped careers so many times, I started to feel like somebody that actually wasn't successful at all because I didn't have a career track. I had a bunch of jumps from one thing to another. Now, looking back, it makes perfect sense. But standing in the middle of the mess, it just felt like everything was caving in. Probably just like when you were sleeping on your couch, feeling injured and like everything I thought that was about to happen isn't happening now. Meanwhile, my husband had opened up a restaurant business. It had been his dream. He worked in high tech and came home one day after getting laid off and said, I'm never going to get on a plane and do a PowerPoint presentation for a company. I don't care about her own. And I said, great, what's your plan? And he said, I'm going to open a pizza restaurant. And I looked at him and I said, was there a trust fund that was part of this marriage that I was unaware of? Because I'm not quite sure how we're going to
get the money.
I then said the most famous lines of our 22-year marriage, Lewis. I looked at him and I said, listen, buddy, inspiration is for strangers. You get your ass back to that job and you pay the mortgage and you forget this dream. You're not going to this.
Wow.
Well, because change is scary.
Yeah.
So we fought and he won. And the first one was a real home run. And
he opened a pizza store.
Oh, he did. Yeah, 40 seats right outside of Boston, Massachusetts. He and his best friend. And they won Best of Boston. It was incredible. What do you do when everything's...
Did they make money,
though? They did on the first one. Okay. So what do you do when everything's working? Woo, let's go all chips in. Let's put in the home equity line. Let's put in the kids' college savings. Let's get friends and family. And because you're so excited, you think it's going to work. Yeah. So you go big, big, big. Well, the second one did not work at all. And it did not work at all so badly that when it was finally closed, it was close to an $800,000 loss. And it meant our entire home equity line, kids' college savings, everything went right down with it. That was right when I lost the Fox show. So I'm unemployed. The liens start hitting the house. The phone starts ringing all the time, and it's collections calls. I remember two things from that period of my life that were really painful. And one was having to call the town and tell them that we could not afford the $175 for our sixth grader to play soccer, so we needed to pull her out. And I remember there being times, because I was so afraid to look at the checking account, that I would stand at the grocery store and items would scan and I could just feel that wave of anxiety rising, thinking, I don't think the check card's gonna go through. And so I would stand there. I always had an excuse, and it was to look at the person and go, oh, that's strange. It just worked at the gas station. What would have been more empowering is to probably say, oh, well, I guess I don't have the money for this. Let's take this, this, and this, and just kind of, like, the easiest thing to do is to tell the truth. But I was so filled with shame.
Yeah.
So I started to develop this habit of hitting the snooze button, because what would happen is the alarm would go off in the morning, and the first thing I would think about is all the problems that we had and how awfully things had gone off the tracks.
You didn't want to deal with them.
I didn't think I could. And this goes back to the feelings. Like, you think that you need to feel confident or courageous in order to get started. You don't. You actually just have to start, and that's the riddle of life. That lying in bed, hoping that you wake up some morning motivated to change, that's not the answer. You actually have to learn how to push yourself. You have to learn how to leverage the power of your decisions, and you've got to learn how to take action when you don't feel like it. Because every morning when I woke up, I did not feel confident. I felt like a loser. I felt like the world's worst parent. I felt like I had failed at every single turn. I did not know if Chris and I could pull out of the spiral. I did not know if we were going to go bankrupt and lose the house and move from our community. I did not know if our marriage would survive. I knew I wanted it to. And see, this is the knowledge action gap. You can know what you want. You can know what you should be doing. But how do you make yourself do it when the feelings and the motivation isn't there? When all you got is fear. And so every night I would lie in bed and I would say to myself, all right, that's it, Mel. Tomorrow, it's the new you. Tomorrow, you're going to wake up and be motivated. You're going to get up. You're going to exercise like everybody says you should. You're going to meditate. You're going to get those kids on the bus. You're going to screw Fox. You're going to look for a job. You're going to cold call Cox Media, and you're going to do auditions. Come on, girl. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. You're going to take a cold shower. Woo! You know, here we go. And I meant it when I was saying it. Maybe it was the alcohol that was talking, but then I would wake up and I didn't feel any of those things. So I would hit the snooze. And I would hit the snooze. Now, why was I hitting the snooze when I knew it wasn't the right decision? I'm going to tell you why. You don't make decisions with your goals. You don't make decisions with your prefrontal cortex. You don't make decisions with logic. Do you know how we make decisions? We make decisions with feelings. 95% of our decisions are made by how you feel in the moment. And that is the problem. You need to take control of the moment and leverage the power of your decisions and make them up here. Because when I was lying in bed, I wasn't saying to myself, I should get up because that's going to help me start my day right. I was saying, do I feel like getting up?
No, you don't.
No. Do you feel like making that cold call? No, you don't. Do you feel like doing that third set of reps? No, you don't. Do you feel like having that hard conversation? No, you don't. Do you feel like ending this relationship, whether it's in business or in your life, that is sucking you dry? No, you don't. We make decisions based on our feelings, and that is robbing you of joy and opportunity. And it is blinding you from the fact that how you change your life is 1 5-second decision at a time, one push at a time. And if you accept the fact that you may never feel ready, and you may never feel motivated, and you may never feel confident, you may never feel courageous, and that's okay, but you can still push yourself forward. What happens over time is, as you start to see yourself becoming the person that takes action, that you start to see yourself becoming the kind of person that speaks even though your voice is shaking. You're the kind of person that has a bias toward moving instead of a bias toward thinking. Guess what happens? You build the skill of confidence and courage. I was stuck, Lewis. I mean, I was so stuck. We were heading straight for divorce. We were heading for bankruptcy. I knew I wanted to change things. And so one night I see this commercial. And there was a rocket ship launching. And I had this instinct, this innovation, this disruptive idea, right? Oh my God, Mel, that's the answer. Tomorrow morning, you're gonna launch your ass out of bed like a rocket ship. You're gonna move so fast, you can't even think about your problems. So the next morning the alarm goes off, and nothing had changed in my life. I woke up, to the lean on the house, the fighting with Chris, the unemployment, the lack of confidence, the lack of courage, the whole thing. But I did something I had never done before. I went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, just like NASA. I actually counted. And then I stood up. There's a 5-second window between the instincts, the shoulds, the urges, the inner wisdom, the things that can change your life if you listen to it. You got a 5-second window from the moment you feel that instinct to move. And if you don't, your brain is actually designed to kill it. 5 seconds is all you have. Are you going to go on autopilot and get trapped in your mind? Or are you going to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and awaken your prefrontal cortex and drive forward?
I am so excited for you to finish the rest of your day strong. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description and it'll take you to the full episode of my other show, The School of Greatness. Make sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.